Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, muy buenos dias, hello everyone, and welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments. This is the commentary for the syllabus, and what you're going to find is there are commentaries for most all the documents, and I hope you do listen to them. Some are short, some are a little longer, such as this one, because we're going to go through the syllabus together. Because what's the most important document in the semester? The syllabus. Does anybody read it? No. My wife is echoing yes. It's the same thing is true. Her students don't read the syllabus either. And when the professor says, did you read the syllabus? You go, well, let's read the syllabus. This is the short form, actually. There's a long format that they want us to create for online classes, but, folks, it's too darn long. 2 pages is more than enough, in my humble opinion, but I do what I'm told to do. So we have a long version that you can look at, or the short version, which is what we're looking at right now. Course description objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, mutual funds, the legal term is investment companies, insurance products, interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. Well, that's the course description objective that we send up to Sacramento so that they approve it and say, yes, yes, you can teach this at the college level. But what are we talking about? Let's take a look at the course content. Investment environments, risks and returns, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation, options and futures contract, real estate and other investment alternatives. Are you scared yet, folks? Don't be. Please don't be. This is an introduction to investments class. You hear all these buzzwords, I just threw off a bunch of them, and you get scared and you want to drop the class. Don't. Investing is simple, as Mr. Warren Buffett says, but it ain't easy. Huh? The simple part is the intellectual part of investing. The ain't easy part is the emotional part of investing. And we're going to do our best to cover both of these parts of investing. Okay? All right. What I want you to do is relax. We start from the very beginning. And I'm going to introduce myself more formally in the Please Introduce Yourself. You'll see a video of me and a description in the discussion forum, and you'll partake. And I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and, you know, tell us a little bit about what you understand about investing, and you hopefully you will just be honest and say, I know nothing. Good. That's it. You're in the right place. This is what this class is all about. If you knew more about investing than I did, why would you be taking this class from me, right? So now let's get down to the important stuff. What are the course materials? Well, you don't really need the book. Oh, did I just say that? There are 2 or 3 copies in the library on reserve. You can get the book, any edition from the 4th up to the 7th. I think this came out the 8th edition. On the class website, the bottom of the class webpage, there'll be another video that shows you the class webpage. Internet sellers that will sell older editions for $10 or $20. You know, the first chapter is awesome. The rest of the chapters, not so good. And so I think it's worth $20-$30. It's not worth $280 or whatever they're charging for brand new, but that's the world we're up against. So I let you use an older edition. How's that? How's that for saving money? You'll need a notebook. A 3-ring binder would be cool. A calculator. If you know how to use a spreadsheet, that's even better. If you don't know, maybe you want to learn. Maybe take CIS 101 or CIS 122, or just sit down with Google Docs, Google Sheets, and just start banging away, because a spreadsheet really makes life easier. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and a reliable connection to the internet. This is an online class. You need to check your email every day. You need to check your Southwestern College email, because that's where Canvas sends the email to. Now, when you go into Canvas, you can add your cell phone, so it sends you text. You can add another email, your personal email. I don't know whose brilliant idea it was to create a Southwestern College email account that most students don't even look at. And it's a really stupid idea, and if any of the administrators are listening to this, I'm in trouble. But that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Now, attendance, lateness. What do you have to do? You got to be self-disciplined, folks. Every day, you really need to take a look at this class every day, because it's so easy to get behind. And if you're a procrastinator, oh dear, you'll be 2 weeks into the semester and not have done a single thing, and you'll say, you know, I got to get started, and we're already done the first chapter, and we're going to the second chapter. So please contact me for help. We want you to succeed. We don't want you to get behind. We don't want you to be one of the students who just disappears, and we never hear from again. So we have many student success resources available. You'll see them throughout Canvas. You'll see them on the syllabus and on my website. So stick with us. Now, the grading. This is the kind of class that you can actually get an A if you do turn all the assignments, study, listen to the presentations, watch the presentations, do the worksheets, do the assignments. You can actually do very well. I make a deal. Now, I don't do this with every class. I'm going to make a deal with you guys. If all of you get an A for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, I will introduce myself to every new person I meet. I will say, hi, my name is Frank Pagnano, and my Business 123 Fall 2017 class all got A's. How's that for a deal? Huh? So, get an A. Now, it says here, any work turned in after its due date will automatically be penalized at least 10% unless you contact me. I put that in there for the administration. I come from the industry. Nothing gets done on time, folks, in the industry, all right? It just doesn't work that way. So we don't want you to slack. We don't want you to procrastinate. But if as long as you're working every day, I'm fine. Contact me. I'm going to be late with my assignment. Fine. Just keep working on it. Do you need help? No, I'm okay. Now, the grades are assigned on a straight curve. Wait a minute. Then how can a curve be straight? I mean, it's like jumbo shrimp or military intelligence. It's an oxymoron. But, hey, that's the way it is. 90, 80, 70, 60, and then less than 60 is an F. But what we find is we don't get that bell curve, that normal curve, that where lots of C's, a few A's and F's, and a few more B's and D's. We get lots of A's and B's and lots of D's and F's. Nothing, very few in between. And the D's and F's, they drop. So don't be one of those people. And they're the people who get behind. You know, for whatever reason, the car had a baby, their sister needed a new transmission, they had to fly unexpectedly to Cabo San Lucas to help their Tio Pollo because he has an ingrown toenail or whatever. So just keep with us. Because the next section is the time requirements. And the Southwestern College catalog indicates that for every one college unit, 3 hours should be set aside for learning. So you're going to be spending approximately 9 hours per week. Well, the actual time varies. Some people need more, but the best rule of thumb is to set aside an hour a day. And we make it easy for you. All the lectures, presentations are in MP3 format. They're in iTunes. They're on YouTube. They're on my website, which you get through Canvas. And you can download them to your cell phone, to your MP3 player. You can burn CDs. And you can listen to them while you're driving to work or commuting to school or walking the dog or exercising or running after the kids. Yes, yes, yes. We want you to succeed. Good. So Don't try to do all the reading, the work on one day. It doesn't work that way. It's not learning. Learning requires repetition. Now, if you need accommodations, you know the drill. Go talk to the DSS people. They are awesome on campus. They will help you, and they will allow. We will get you to have more time for the exams. Yes, we can do that. We can get a proctor to help you with the exams, taking the exams. They're not going to help you with the answers, but they'll help you understand the questions, and that's what's really important. So contact DSS, contact me within the first 2 weeks. The Academic Success Center is an awesome, we used to call it the tutoring center. No, it's not a good term. It's Academic Success Center. It's a great term, actually. And you need to go there, especially if your study skills are not up to snuff. It's been a long time, or you never really learned how to study, you were too busy partying, and whatever. Go to the Academic Success Center, folks, because these people are motivated, they're excited about learning, and it's contagious. And pretty soon, you'll be one of them. You'll be helping other students. And I'm telling you, this is the dirty little secret that we teachers don't tell our students. We learn more by teaching it than we do if we were students. Yes, teaching is the best way to learn something. Trust me. Uh-huh. Okay, so check out the Academic Success Center. Now, there's, at the bottom of the first page, is my availability. For the online students, I have a virtual office. Now, that doesn't mean we can't meet at the regular office on Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons, but I find that most online students are working or just have really strong time constraints, and they can't get to the campus. So we have a virtual office, which is basically like Skype. It's a little more powerful than Skype. And so you contact me or just show up for the virtual office. And if you contact me, we can make an appointment for another time to meet online. You can use your cell phone. You can use your laptop, desktop. It's very cool. And there's the link. There's my work phone number. Leave a message. There's my home phone number. Leave a message. Or, maybe you'll contact me. Don't call after 8:30, please, because we go to bed fairly early. But I wake up very early, so 7 o'clock is fine by me. Email is the way that most people contact me, as I noticed. And, of course, you can contact me through Canvas. And there's my website. But Wonder, what a silly name. Well, folks, it works. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Well, you can remember Wonder Professor. So if everything else is down, Canvas is down, the college website's down, you can still get to the class material at wonderprofessor.com. And the class website, you don't have to remember that. There's a quick link in the upper left corner thing. It says Business 123, so you'll be able to see that. And there's going to be a guided tour, so to speak, a video of how to navigate the website. Now, the student learning outcomes, ignore that. That's there because we're told to put it there. I mean, you're going to learn this stuff, and for some reason they want us to put that on there to make the people in Sacramento happy, so we do it. We do what we're told to do. Now, as we said, do you actually read the syllabus? It's kind of dry. You put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. However, the next page, the course schedule, is very important. And we do our best to follow the schedule. Sometimes we get a little bit behind, but it's more important that we learn the materials through week number 13. Those are the most important items to cover. Weeks 14 and 15, they're not so horrible if we don't get through them, because, first of all, derivatives and speculating are too darn dangerous. You shouldn't do it. And alternative investments are for a very, very few individuals. So, we're going to cover the most important things. Now, if we get behind and we have to drop a couple of things, it's not the end of the world. It's the first 13 weeks that is the most important material. So, please make a copy of this thing, tack it up on your refrigerator or your desk or someplace, and Stay with us. Now, if you get behind, contact me as soon as possible because we want you to succeed. In fact, we want this class to be the best class you've ever taken at a college, and that 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you will remember as really helping you, especially when those investments start to roll in over time, because it takes time, folks. It's not, if you think you're going to make a ton of money quickly, you may, you probably won't. You're probably going to lose, and we'll discuss this in Chapter 1. Relax, relax. Don't get ahead of ourselves. But do you want to be rich? Do you really want to be rich? Well, folks, this is the class to take, because if you are young and have time and can invest, you know, $50, $100 a month, a little bit more if you can afford it, what's your cell phone payment? And you invest in long-term oriented, prudent growth and income investments. The truth is, assuming the world doesn't end, that you'll be very wealthy. Very, very wealthy indeed. And now what's very wealthy? Now we could, you know, argue about how much is how much, but in Chapter 1, there's a optional assignment, optional worksheet that you don't have to do because we don't do the calculations. We'll do the inverse calculations later on when we get to valuation techniques. But you'll see that after 30, 40 years of prudently investing consistently, you can become very, very wealthy. And so I'm excited. I am the luckiest guy in the world because I get to teach this. I live it. I'm a stockbroker. I don't want to go too much into my introduction to myself, but this is the syllabus commentary, Frank, so don't ramble. And we are here to help you. We want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. And we want you to enjoy this class also. So we're going to do our best to get all those goals accomplished. Okay? All right. Welcome to Business 123. Get to work.